Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening and welcome to Labor for Fire, Nancy, Growth and Development Plan. We're glad you have been given to this prophetic and apostolic teaching on deliverance and the prophetic. We want to remind you of the month of May that's fast coming to a close. But it was the declaration and prayer. The name of God for this month was Go-Alak. And that is out my Redeemer from Isaiah 44 and 6 and Titus 2 and 14. We pray that this prayer and this declaration has been a part of your May devotional time. We're given these prophetic declarations by our ambassadorial prophet to help develop us spiritually and to enrich our lives. The declaration was, I declare that May will be a blessed month. Let every week of May be a blessed week. I will walk in the strength of God during the month of May. I will have the joy and peace, shalom, of God during this month of May. May will be a month of great grace, great power, great favor, and great faith. I believe God for special and uncommon miracles during the month of May, and I will experience financial breakthroughs through the month of May. I will have health and strength during the month of May. I declare I will increase in knowledge and wisdom during the month of May. I will hear the voice of the Lord clearly and speak his word with power and authority during the month of May. The Lord's praise will continuously be in my mouth during the month of May. I declare May is my secret place month, and I am protected under the shadow of his wings, and my family, my friends, and my church are covered by his presence. No weapon formed against us will prosper in the month of May, and I will have victory, freedom, and clarity during the month of May. I will prosper and be in good health during the month of May, and let new things spring forth now for me in the month of May. In the name of Jesus, we thank God for this prophetic word for the month of May. As it comes to a close, we decree it, we declare it, and we believe it. And we are opening our lines now so that we can go into our weekly midweek teaching by the ambassadorial prophet Michael Henderson and the apostle Kay Pierce. You have the floor. The lines are open.
Well, good evening, Blog Talk family. Thank you, Overseer, for reading and declaring our May prayer. We pray that you have not only confessed it, received it, but conceived it, and you are walking in the manifestation of that declaration. We are excited for your participation and you believing God with us as we continue to move forth. Again, it has been an exciting time to share with you all month. We pray that you have enjoyed the teaching as we have enjoyed delivering it and also co-laboring with our apostle, Apostle KP. So again, thank you, Blog Talk family. We are excited that you are joining us for our Wednesday spiritual growth, development, and biblical training. This week, we will continue in our series, Prophetic Deliverance. Let's continue the conversation and excavate the Word of God and take a deeper and intimate look at this inspiring and powerful teaching. We are excited about your transformation and what God has been doing in your life. We pray that you have been experiencing prophetic breakthroughs in your home, in your community, in your city, and in your sphere of influence within the seven mountains. We know that God has called you to be transformational leaders and trailblazers. We are praying that you are operating in your spiritual gifting. As always, your participation is very important to the development of the teachers and trainees. The expectation is for you to participate, engage, ask questions, and implement the teaching in your personal and public lives. We're excited about what God will download in your hearts today, and we are continually confessing and believing, God, that you will walk away with revelation, restoration, maturation, and manifestation. We decree and declare that you will walk in your prophetic deliverance, and according to Philippians 1:6, we are confident that the Creator who has begun such a great work among you will not stop in mid-design, but will keep perfecting you until the day Jesus, the anointed, our liberating King, returns to redeem the world. And we pray that you are walking in that maturation. Well, while we are preparing to read the scripture and pray, we encourage you to grab your Bible, grab a pen and a journal, and let's begin to scribe what we are hearing the Lord say as we share and continue to maturate as a community and believing God for a fresh wind of his spirit and power to be released over us tonight. We pray that the Holy Spirit will invade your space and give you a new transformational heart, and you will walk in his powerful blessing. 1 Peter 5:8-11, out of the Message Bible says, keep a cool head, stay alert. The devil is poised to pounce and would like nothing better to catch you napping. Keep your guard up. You are not the only one plunged into these hard times. It is the same with Christians all over the world. So keep a firm grip on the faith. The suffering won't last forever. It won't be long before the generous God, who has great plans for us in Christ, eternal and glorious plans they are, will have put together and on your feet for good. He gets the last word. Yes, he does. Amen. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for this time to come together. Thank you for each person that is part of this transformational teaching. I thank you that we stand and live under an open heaven. We thank you for fresh download today. We thank you for what you will reveal in our hearts individually, but also what will come up as a community. Thank you for this teaching. Thank you for the co-labor who has opened her heart for revelation and have poured out upon us. We pray that we will walk away with a cup filled and overflowing to do the great and miraculous things that you have ordained and purpose for us individually and collectively. We distract all distractions, and we remain focused on what you will say today, and we thank you that we will walk away from this moment. We will walk away from this time that we have spent together. We will walk away with revelation. We will walk away with restoration, manifestation, and maturation in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, again, like we said, we are excited about you being a part of this teaching. We're going to do a real quick recap again, just so that your heart can be in remembrance of what we have talked about all month. We've been talking about this prophetic concept of looking at prophetic deliverance and looking at it through the power of inspiration, understanding that both the prophetic and understanding the prophetic ministry and the deliverance ministry are inspired ministries. And what we're doing as a house, we're trying to move into this understanding of being a prophetic and apostolic house, being an apostolic and prophetic house. And we are moving the prophetic beyond just prophesying or limited to the office of the prophet and understanding that we are a prophetic people. We are individuals who live under this inspired utterance. We live under this inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And because we are guided by him, we understand that he moves in us and through us in powerful ways. And so we gave a definition. We said that prophetic deliverance is a teaching identifying the grace of both inspired gifts, the prophetic ministry and the deliverance ministry, operating as a gift-mixed power to bring forth the demonstration of prophetic freedom through the testimony of Jesus Christ by the person of the Holy Spirit. And we'll read that again. Prophetic deliverance is a teaching identifying the grace of both inspired gifts, the prophetic ministry and the deliverance ministry, operating as a gift, mixed power to bring forth the demonstration of prophetic freedom through the testimony of Jesus Christ by the person of the Holy Spirit. The scriptures that we've been discussing is Proverbs 25 and 4. It said, remove the worthless thing from silver to make it pure, and a worker can make something beautiful. Or the voice version says, take away the impurities from the silver, and a good smith can create something of value. We've been talking about Luke 4 and 18. We read it out of the Passion Version that said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and he has anointed me to be hope for the poor, freedom from the brokenhearted, and new eyes for the blind, and to preach to prisoners, you are set free. I have come to share the message of Jubilee, for the time of God's great acceptance has begun. And then we've looked at Mark 16, 17, and 18 out of the Passion Version. And it says, and these miracle signs will accompany those who believe. They will drive out demons, the power of my name. They will speak in new tongues. They will be supernaturally protected from snakes and from drinking any poison. And they will lay hands on the sick, and they will be healed. 10 and 1. It says, it is good that you are enthusiastic and passionate about spiritual gifts, especially prophecy. And then 1 Corinthians 14, 39 through 40. So, beloved friends, with all this in mind, be passionate to prophesy, and don't forbid anyone from speaking in tongues, doing all things in a beautiful and orderly way. And that is what we also want to hone in on this evening as we begin to continue to excavate this concept of prophecy operating through the power of deliverance. The Bible said, be passionate to prophesy. One of the things that we know prophecy does is it exhorts, it comforts, and it encourages. And what we want to begin to look at this evening is how more of the prophetic ministry is operated within the place of deliverance. So two things that we want to talk about is, number one, and if you're taking notes, you want to write this down. We want to talk about how the discerning of spirits operate in deliverance. We also want to talk about how words of wisdom and words of knowledge can operate and flow within a deliverance experience. We also want to look at how prophetic worship can bring forth deliverance, prophetic praise can bring forth deliverance, and then how the song of the Lord also brings forth prophetic deliverance. And I asked Apostle earlier just to kind of share and some of her experiences, how operating in deliverance, how the prophetic began to flow, whether it was in a deliverance experience and the Lord began to reveal through the discerning of spirit, or inspired. She was inspired to understand a spirit that was operating at that individual's life, or also how a word of wisdom may come or a word of knowledge can also happen during a deliverance worship experience. And I hope I didn't get overseer permission, so I'm kind of getting it now, but I remember being 16 years old and giving overseer this word about being complacent. Yes, now, yes. I didn't know overseer like I know her now. We were both introduced to a ministry. And so this word of knowledge came, and so we began to say to her, and I was a little man, and said, something about being complacent, and how that word began to bring deliverance and freedom in her life. So, obviously, if you don't mind, just kind of share your thought process and how that did, and then, Apostle, we're going to ask you to come on in after Overseer.
Well, you know, and you definitely have my permission, but it is my witness to the prophetic move in your life. And God was introducing that to what I considered myself to be an old saint, okay? One that had labored in the Lord for 30 years and been active in different things and, you know, thought I was, I wasn't sitting in his lap, but we definitely was on a first-name basis. And then the Lord asked me to do something that was extremely difficult, and I had a crisis of belief. And yet I was obedient, but my heart was not. And I believe that's part of what the prophetic does. It gets below the surface. It goes straight to the very heart of the thing. And I was in a service, and it was a wonderful worshiping type of environment. And this young boy, you know, he was almost not as tall as me and definitely looked like he was like 14. And he comes with this boldness to tell me that I was complacent. And I'm thinking, you know, I've given up my life for God. How in the world, how dare he, okay? And immediately my thought process was shut down. So every thought that I would have about this young man, I wasn't able to have it. It just was arrested at that time. And the only thing that kept resounding in my spirit was, you have become complacent. And over about 2 weeks, he showed me everything that I had shut down on him on. And I had become complacent. And I decided that, you know, I'd done all I needed to do, so this is all I was going to do. You know, surely he couldn't require more of me. And he just let me know. It changed my life. And it made me realize that young man was right. He didn't know anything about me. He didn't, you know, he didn't know anything. I don't even think we met. We were going from church to church. I had just got into Chicago, had no idea of my history, nothing. And yet God gave him a word that not just changed my life, but it prepared my life what was to come. And so I realized, and from that moment on, that was God's way, I truly believe, of help guiding me through this path in Chicago. Because from time to time, that same young man, though he started getting muscles and growing taller and getting married and having children and developing into a true man of God, always came forth with a word of prophecy that has changed my spiritual life, which is in a result changed my physical life. And every word that came after that was even more potent and more, you know, like an arrow going straight into deeper and deeper places. Huh? What's
that? Oh, I'm sorry. That was me. I was talking to my mother.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And so, you know, I could not have developed ministry, nothing that I have been able to walk in the anointing of. I truly say that because I wasn't even convinced of an anointing and of gifts. I didn't come from that kind of background. And he was opening my understanding to all of that with that prophetic word and every word that came after that. I know there were times when he started to open his mouth, and say, well, Overseer, I'm thinking, oh, God, you know, because I didn't know what was coming. And yet whatever came prepared me. And so when I endured it and went through it, he was able to use it to refine me and prepare me. So that's my just.
That's it.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. That's a powerful, powerful testimony, and we do praise and thank God
for his word on today. And just, you know, as our prophet had touched me and was asking me to kind of reflect on some of the things that God has given. I flow very strongly in the spirit of knowledge. I grow very strong in that spiritual gift. God often would tell me a word, and I become knowledgeable of some things that's going on in a person's life without them sharing it with me. And one instance was I was with a young lady who was a member of a previous church, and she was telling me about she was getting ready to go on this vacation. She needed some getaway time, and it was just her and I. We were talking, and the Spirit of the Lord said, suicide. And I was looking at it because from the indication of the conversation, that didn't look like or perceived to be a problem. And I looked at him and said, the Spirit of the Lord is saying suicide, that you're going away to commit suicide. And she just began to cry. And as you begin to cry, we begin to pray and bind up the spirit of death and suicidal thoughts and depression and things of that nature. And when it was all over, she was like, you know, how did you know? And I was just like, you know, the Lord revealed it to me, you know, because she was trying to be, you know, really, really trying to conceive and cover it up, conceal what she really was planning on doing that day. And so that was an instance of God giving me a word of knowledge for what was going on through a conversation with her. And on another instance, we were at a conference, and it was a conference for leaders at a previous church, and somebody brought a young lady in and introduced her to me. And I remember I was ironing, and we were getting ready for a service, and the young lady began to talk and speak, and I looked at her, and I said, your brother is raping you? And she fell to the floor and literally crawled under the desk. And I'm standing there ironing, like looking like, whoa. And so immediately began to pray for her and pray for some things. And with that particular spirit, you know, it showed that she needed further counseling, because this was not one of those, in the words of our apostle, a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am kind of a thing. There were some layers that needed to be pulled back in order for her to get full deliverance. But that was the start of God giving me a word of knowledge to know what was going on in that young lady's life so that she could get the deliverance that she needed. You know, and, it, you know, case after case where, you know, God has just opened up or something and given me a word or said something to a person, actually was sharing with somebody on yesterday with the word of knowledge that God had given me about their lives, you know, just what they were seeing in their lives and some things, you know, as far as healing is concerned. We could go on and on about, but I would like to just put a pin in it and let you know that with the spirit of discernment or a word of knowledge, a word of wisdom, that comes through constant prayer. It comes through a level of maturity. You know, it comes through a faith practice. You know, God has given me a word and said some things to me as far as what needed to be done in a person's life. And, you know, when you hear it, it's kind of like, wait, that doesn't sound like, you know, what's going on, you know. But through maturity, I've learned that if God is speaking it to me in an audible voice enough to know his voice, amen, and to begin to speak what God is saying. And so I was looking at it and was just kind of bringing to revelation, you know, even when the 70 went out and they were like in awe that they were able to cast out demons and really, really surprised at the fact that it wasn't something that, you know, they had practiced. They hadn't gone to the school of deliverance and taken a class on the ABCs of deliverance. But because of their faith, their level of faith in God, they came to understand that demons were obedient to what they were saying through the power of Jesus Christ. And so that's what we have got to get. And we really are trying to, in this lesson plan, and get us to understand and take away the negative stigma that's attached to a deliverance. Deliverance is not our trying to find out how awful you are, how bad you are, what you've been doing. Deliverance, again, is that God wants you to be free. Watch this. God wants us to be free. And so, you know, going through the motions of a word of knowledge, a word of wisdom. You know, God will tell me something, and you've been seeking the Lord about thus and so in their life. And a word of wisdom is a lot of times in my own life where I begin to ask God, what is it that I need to do? And in my waking hour, a word of wisdom will come and tell me some things that I need to do to bring something to effectuate a situation. It was on my job that they were trying to decide who to fire. It was two receptionists. And I was beseeching the Lord in prayer and saying, you know, God, I'm not worried about it because I know you're my caretaker, but what is it that I need to do? And one day I was walking to work and the spirit of a word of wisdom came and said, when you get to work, go to this particular portfolio manager and ask him if he needs your help. And this portfolio manager, you may have heard the testimony, was like one of the meanest portfolio manager. I was like, ask him? You know, and I was like, okay, God, you saying it, do it, do it. So I went to work and I asked this portfolio manager, I know you've lost, you know, your EA recently left and I have some skills that are not being utilized and I just wanted to offer my assistance to you during this time, and went on to my desk just being obeying the word of wisdom that came to me, and went to my desk and was, you know, sitting there literally trembling because I, you know, was like, okay, God, what was this all about? And after that, my human resources director sent me an email from this gentleman who said in all of his years of working, nobody has ever come to him and offered assistance. He said, I know we're in a decision-making mode of who to get rid of or who we should let go because we're trimming fat. He said, I just want to say that that person should not be Katie Pierce. And that's how I kept my job, because I was figured I made too much for what I do. I was going to be the person who was more than likely going to be let go. But through a word of wisdom, God began to show me what it was I needed to do in order for that thing to pass me by. And so we have to begin to have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, you know, whether it's in deliverance, whether it's in just our livelihood, a word of knowledge, a word of wisdom. Always, you know, when deliverance is going on, the first thing I'm doing is listening to. I also wanted to put another pin in, you know, when the deliverance is going on, if you know the person personally, do not go to the deliverance minister telling them what all you think the person needs to be delivered from. Can I put a pin right there? That's not what prophetic deliverance is all about. Prophetic deliverance is hearing from God, you know, so that God can download what that person needs in order for them to get to a place of freedom. And you actually are interfering with what God is trying to download to the minister, because you're trying to make them knowledgeable of something that God may not need them to be knowledgeable about. So let's be very sensitive when we talk about, you know, deliverance going forth, and whoever it is that's praying for somebody, it's not our job to assist the Holy Ghost. It's not our job to assist the you know, God. Our job is to bring the people to a place where deliverance can take place, and that download can be downloaded into that deliverance minister, into that prophet, into that altar minister, whatever's going on. God will download into them what's necessary, because you may be telling them what the fruit is, and God needs to reveal to them what the root is. Amen. We've heard that oftentimes when we talk about deliverance. So it's very imperative that we allow the Holy Spirit to minister to the person that's doing the deliverance, so that the word of knowledge can come and then begin to say what that stronghold is, what it is that needs to be rooted out of that person's life, and I not give assistance and interference to what God is doing. And so, again, we could go on and on with testimonies about what God is doing, because I'm the one who does what God's saying. I'm not the one who was particularly trained. I definitely began to become knowledgeable of what deliverance was all about, knowledgeable of different spirits, but that never takes the place of having an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. It never overrides hearing from God what's going on with this particular person. What is it? What's the word of knowledge? What's the word of wisdom that you're bringing to this situation so that this person can be free? That's my sharing on tonight. Thank you so much, Prophet.
Amen.
Well,
amen.
Amen. Well, I hope you're not completely done, but no, thank you. Thank you for that. I wanted us to bring some testimony to it. I wanted us to see how the prophetic ministry operates within deliverance. It's something Apostle said on last week that we began to excavate and talk about. We talked about how deliverance is not just power, but it is authority. I remember us saying that on last week, and pray that you have been writing that down as well. But deliverance is not just power, but it is authority, and us operating within that authority that God has given us, and seeing how it is inspired through the person and the power of the Holy Spirit. And oftentimes we see the prophetic gift of the discerning of spirits, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge that is in operating within a deliverance worship experience. One of the things that we talked about or was stated on last week was to move deliverance, not to limit deliverance to this ministry that happens, but it is a worship experience that God has invited us to. Mm-hmm. No weapon formed against you can prosper. And oftentimes the forming, how those weapons are not prospering, is because God will bring you through a deliverance experience, a deliverance worship experience, to not allow that weapon of complacency, to not allow that weapon of suicide, to not allow that weapon childhood trauma to continue to have prospering over you. And so when we even begin to look at what the discerning of spirit mean, when we begin to look at that Greek definition, when we talk about discerning of spirits, let me pull it up for you. We begin to embrace how God is using that. One of the things that I do want us to move away from when we even begin to talk about deliverance is this concept that it is rooted out of demons and demonic forces only, you know. And so oftentimes we directly tie deliverance to demons only, but then there is a deliverance that has to happen beyond demonic influence. And so when we begin to embrace it, when we look at Overseer to share her testimony, she, one of the things that she began to say was it was a deliverance to be birthing her, to birth her into this new era, to this new spiritual dimension that God was taking her to. And even if you look at the testimony that Apostle just shared about the young lady, my God, that blessed me to hear that. You know, that was God breaking her free so that she could move to that next dimension. So when we look at this power behind the prophetic that operates within deliverance, and when we talk about the concept of discerning of spirits, discerning of spirits is that supernatural ability to know the difference. It's God revealing the diagnosis behind the situation. And so when you begin to discern a specific thing, it is that supernatural ability to know the difference. God is revealing the diagnosis, because sometimes we just want a food inspect, but God gives us the diagnosis behind the situation so that individuals can walk in complete freedom. The word discern is translated in the Greek word. It means to distinguish, to separate out by diligent search, to examine. It is the ability to properly discriminate or make determinations. It is the eyes of God that have examined the situation and now is giving that word, now giving that clarity to the individual. And so when we begin to talk about this discerning of spirit, we also want us to know that it is our ability to see in the invisible realm. It is us to be able to see what is behind the scenes. So that which was invisible, that was whether oppression or was oppressing or depressing the individual, it is God shining the light so that that individual can jump and continue to move forward. And again, it is inspired, and that's the key that I want us to get all week or all month, that this is inspired. It is God at work to reveal his heart for a situation. Discernment, it is the ability to distinguish, to decipher, to discover. It is the motivating force of an action, whether the motivation is God, demonic, or the flesh. God resource, it is God resource to uncover the nature of the thing. You know, even what apostles share when the Lord gave Paul word of wisdom, that was the motivation of God to move forth, to bring her into that place that he had purposed and ordained for her and is ordaining for us individually and collectively. And so when we begin to look at this concept of discernment that happens in a deliverance worship experience, it is so that God can get to the root, so we don't just fruit inspect only. It is God laying axe to the root of a thing so that the harvest that he has for the individual, the harvest he has for a city, the harvest he has for a community, the harvest he has for a nation can begin to go and grow. When we begin to discern even the spirit of murder on our city, when we begin to discern a generation, this young generation, this alpha generation, that is this spirit of suicide, that when we begin to discern those things, it is God getting us to the root so that we can lay axe to it, cut it off, so that we can begin to move forth in the plans and the purposes that God has. Apostle, anything else for us tonight?
I definitely want to look at 1 John 2nd chapter, the 20th verse, and the word of God says this: "But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things." And so he's speaking to us and letting us know that there's nothing. You know, we say, "Eyes have not seen, neither has ears heard, neither has it in the heart of man what God has prepared for his people." And then if you look further down in that verse, he says, "But he reveals it to those who know him," you know. So it's not that he's trying to hide anything from us. We often see God trying to hide something from us, but we have to begin to understand and know that God wants us to understand what's going on in our lives, what's going on in others. And I wanted to share my own experience of going through domestic violence. And I remember, you know, living in fear and torment and all of those kinds of things. And one day on 115th in the Jules parking lot, that's when God began to tell me that I had authority. And God, and it began to spoke that you have to come against that spirit of rage. You know, I'm very sensitive not to say anger all the time, because the Bible says to be angry but see it not. So that lets me know that anger is something that God says we can be. There is a righteous anger, if you will. But the spirit of rage, that's from the enemy. And once I learned the authority that I had and began to speak to that thing and pray about that thing, you know, it begins to subside. You know, that thing began to become little, because I acknowledged who I was and the authority of who I am in Christ. And God began to reveal to me how to pray, how not just to pray, but how to warfare over the life of my husband, to tell the enemy that you cannot have him. This spirit will not torment him any longer. And so as we begin to look at that, we definitely want to begin to know that the full text of that 1 John, the second chapter, if you start from verse 17 through 23, is very, very detailed about what God will have us to know. We have the unction of the Holy Ghost, and he reveals all things to us. He said it's not his desire that anything be hidden. He's not cannot hear the high things from us. And so as we begin to using the word of wisdom, using the word of knowledge, and beseech the Lord and ask God what he would have us to do in our lives, and even what's going on in the life of somebody else that we're praying through, that we desire that deliverance will come, God, show me, reveal me what's the strong man, what power is at work behind this and that. You know, so it's imperative that we understand this. I just wanted you to, for those of you who are on the line, to put a pen in 1 John, the 2nd chapter, the 20th verse. And when you begin to say the negative speech about, I don't know. God reveal. Because his power and his authority for you to know that what is going on. So you just begin to ask the Holy Spirit to reveal that unction that's in you to know all things. That's what I wanted to share.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle. When we begin to even look at one of the things that we talked about also on last week, we talked about how deliverance not just power, but it's authority. Deliverance not warfare against you, but against the plagues, the works of the enemy. It is freedom from the oppression, transgression, and the soulish realm and the works of the flesh. And we want to keep deliverance in this worship experience. The word deliverance in the Greek can simply be translated as salvation. A definition of it can be it's God's rescue, which delivers believers out of destruction and into safety. It is salvation, freedom from. It is God's rescue. Which delivers believers out of destruction and into safety. And one of the key words in deliverance is this word, that word sozo. And sozo is deliver out of danger and into safety. It is principally used as God rescuing believers from the penalty and power of sin and into his provision, or sozo, which can also have this meaning of breath, life. And so one of the things when we talk about deliverance, it is this breath, it is this freedom, it is God snatching you out, but not just snatching you out, snatching you in, or putting you in. And so when we begin to embrace that, whenever this deliverance, worship, experience comes, it's not just about pulling you out, but it's also about putting you in, pulling you out of darkness and putting you into the marvelous light, pulling you out of the works of the flesh or the works of the devil, and putting you into this worship, experiencing and you embracing and understanding what it is that God has purposed and ordained for your life. And when we continue to look at the word of the Lord, when Paul began to declare to the Corinthian church to passionately desire to prophesy, and I want us to see how one word from God, one inspired word from God can change the trajectory of our future, eradicate the pain of our past, and launch us into the freedom of our present. One word from the Lord has the ability to do that. One inspired, powerful word that comes, God has the ability to launch us into that place that he had ordained for us before the foundations of the world individually, but not just when a word comes for us individually, but that same word that has the power to fall upon us collectively. When God speaks a word and we all come out. I'll just let that pause for a moment. You know, when God speak a word in an atmosphere and we all come out. We all come out of, but not just come out of, we come into. We walk into those wealthy places. We walk into those ordained places. We walk and to the salvation and the freedom that God has for us. And we know the Hebrew picture of that. That Hebrew picture of that is the children of Israel. One word from Moses, one word of deliverance from Moses was to Pharaoh, was to let my people go so that they may go and worship me. And that is what deliverance does. It brings you into a worship experience. Because remember, worship, the root behind worship is relationship. And so when we look at God speaking a word of deliverance to Israel, when he was pulling them out of the years of bondage, pulling them from under the oppression hand of Pharaoh, he was pulling them out so that they can worship, so they can enter into a new place of relationship. And that is why in Revelation, it says that prophecy is the testimony of Jesus Christ. It is the personal relationship of who Jesus Christ is. And so when Moses spoke this one word of deliverance to Pharaoh, and even though it came, we know the story, with all kinds of backlash and retaliation, it was so that they can be brought into this place. And that is what a prophetic word does. That is what prophetic through deliverance does. It brings us into a worship experience. It brings us into this wealthy place. It brings us into the plans and the purpose that God has for us. It becomes zozo, sozo. It becomes breath. It gives us life. So that we can and operate in a new level of freedom. So one of the things that we want to also talk about was just how does this deliverance happen? We know that it happens through prayer. We know that it can happen that way. But also prophetically, it can happen through prophetic worship experiences. You know, we can be in a prophetic moment. It can happen through the song of the Lord. God can sing over you and release a prophetic song that can respond and give you freedom. I believe a good person who is an example of a powerful prophetic psalmist who operates on the song of the Lord through deliverance is Natasha Cobbs. You know, that song, Break Every Chain, that is a prophetic utterance with a deliverance tone. We are declaring chains are being broken off of our lives. She has another song that says, I'm going to see something I've never seen before. You know, that is a prophetic utterance that comes through a song of the Lord that is declaring freedom and deliverance over our lives. So when we talk about this prophetic deliverance, we want to continue to look for these worship moments and understand that they are inspired by God. They are a move of the Holy Spirit that is bringing you into new breath, bringing you into new life so that you can experience all that God has for you. God doesn't pull you out and not put you in. When he has called you out of darkness, he puts you into this marvelous light. When he is revealing roots, when he is going after the works of the enemy to cause you to operate in freedom, it's because what we said in Proverbs, the good smith recognize the impurities in the silver, and he is determined to make it good. God is going to make good on your life. God is going to make good on our life. Amen. So we do want to open up. We have about 10 minutes. You've heard teaching. You have any questions that you want to ask the apostle, myself, you can do so at this time as well.
I want you to repeat at the beginning when you were talking about how discerning of spirits works through prophetic deliverance, and you gave like five or six other things after that.
So we talked about the discerning of spirits. We talked about words of wisdom and words of knowledge. We talked about prophetic worship, how it can happen through prophetic worship. Talk about how it can happen through prophetic praise. We talked about how it can also happen through psalmists. singing the song of the Lord, how the Lord can give us songs of deliverance, words that are declaring either warfare or worship that is about bringing us out. And we see that prophetic picture also in the book of Exodus. When Israel was free, Miriam took her tamarind and she gave a prophetic praise. She was declaring that the enemy that they saw, they would see no more. It had been drowned in the Red Sea. And so that is how it operates through prophetic praise.
Okay, I got them all. I thought I missed one.
Okay. Good, thank you. Thank you for the question and feedback. Anyone else?
I wanted to share an instance where deliverance came through prophetic worship. I remember being at one of our conferences, and I'm really trying to think definitively if it was one of the conferences for sexual relational healing. But I remember that there was such a heavy anointing, and all through CCTI and our teaching, Apostle Shanette had been teaching and telling us about how we don't have to lay hands on people, that we can just begin to worship and praise God, and that the spirit of deliverance would come. And I remember this one particular night at the conference where the worship was so high, people just started delivering. We were running around, you know, going to people, trying to assist them with their deliverance. And then I think on that particular night, a serpentine demon kind of manifested in somebody, and they began to slither on the floor, and deliverance came on that night. But it was not a thing where we had a deliverance line. The worship was so awe-inspiring that it ushered in deliverance to people. And I remember specifically telling her that night, I was like, wow, God manifested himself to begin to show us, you know, how he is able to do it. So, you know, we go and we seek out these different ways of deliverance coming forth, and that sometimes it just can get to a place of you just lifting and getting to a place of praise and worship, that a breaking will come in our life. And so I think that's so important as to why we often say, you know, your praise and your worship, you know, giving it unto the Lord, and what can be ushered in through that particular worship. But that is was a time where I was just, oh my God, awe-inspired with what God was doing, and how we didn't open a deliverance line, nothing like that. It just, the worship was so high in the room that the spirit of deliverance landed, and people just began to get breakthrough. They began to manifest, and all types of things were going on. So I just wanted to give note about seeing that happen, where worship can be so heavy, so high, that God can come in with the spirit of deliverance.
Amen. Thank you for that, Apostle. Amen. Anyone else?
Go ahead. Oh, I was just going to say a big piece tonight for me was the 1 John 2, where Apostle said, know all things. And the know all things just kind of, you know, resonated in my head. I mean, it was a resounding statement when we say, I don't know. Oh, that was a break. That was a breaker for me right there, to know all things. So even if you don't know, you still can know.
You have an option.
Oh, you can still know. And I know what that looks like. I know what that feels like. I know what it sounds like. I know how unnerving it is. But I don't know. That just kind of pulled together to me for tonight, you know, having already walked through it, but not realizing that it was the know all things, and never saying I don't know.
Oh,
okay, I'm good.
Amen.
On that one, this is Pastor Rogers. When I was the hospital chaplain, and we had a young lady that was really, really sick, and I didn't have a clue what I was doing when I went in and prayed, and I laid hands on her, and I couldn't remove my hand. and I began to speak in tongues. And I had to stay in there until God released me. The nurse came back. I remembered her coming to the door and saying, Miss Dickens, you still praying? And I was like, yes, I can't move. But then the next day, I came back, and the lady was in the bathroom getting ready to go home. So even in deliverance, when we obey God and we do what he do and not what we do, we just let God do it. Only thing I could say was giving God the glory in that he delivered her and from that sickness and disease or whatever she had, because the nurses called me to pray for her because they had given her so much medicine and she was still screaming and hollering. And I'll never forget that, because I saw the difference in her appearance the next day. And it was several other issues that when, you know, as a hospital chaplain, that the chaplains, they wrote up the stories of, we call them verbatim, what happened that night. You had to document verbatim situations. And I've seen so many people change through prayer and just speaking God's word. Because going back to what I'm learning now, when we speak the truth, it's the truth that's going to set the individual free once they receive it. And one young man, that's what he said, he received the truth. He was a total different person from where you see people looking like he was from Skid Row. When he took his shower, total different person. Mm-hmm. So I just believe that when we obey God, he'll deliver whoever he wants to be delivered. But he will reveal to us who to go to. And our obedience, when we obey the Holy Spirit, then it's him that's doing the work. Only thing we have to do is know who he is. But I'm learning the terminologies and things. But the Spirit, when it comes to the Holy Spirit doing the work, I have seen God do a mighty work, but My disobedience, I ran from a lot of things.
Okay.
And that was because of fear. And going back to knowledge, I didn't want to play with God. So I ran from a lot of things. But now I'm excited and I'm ready to be, you know, I want total obedience. And I'm giving God all the glory. I don't have to know. I just want to do. And I just love the Lord and want to do what he say and watch him work. And I'm excited about learning, but my heart is just to be that obedient child, and whatever he tell me to do, just do it.
Amen.
But I thank you for what I'm learning tonight.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor, for sharing. We definitely appreciate every testimony. Thank you all for participating and engaging in the conversation.
Prophet,
I do pray that. Yes.
Excuse me. I'm sorry to break in. My mom tripped and she hurt her foot. So I'm going to ask that when you pray tonight, when you pray out tonight to pray for her, I'm going to go in and I'll be in the room with her praying.
Amen. We definitely will do that. Amen. We do thank each and every one of you. We pray that this teaching has been a blessing. We do believe that you have maturated and manifestation has come. We are excited about us as a ministry continue to embrace what deliverance looks like and how it will flow in our apostolic and prophetic house. We pray that when you begin to hear words of wisdom, words of knowledge, when you begin to hear prophecy, you see that salvation flow. You see direction come. You see that God is calling you out and into so that you may walk into his divine destiny and you may walk into his divine purpose for your life. And again, as we always say, not just individually, but as collectively, we grow and go together as a prophetic, as an apostolic and prophetic community. And we are excited about the places that God is taking us. Amen. Anything else, Apostle, before we just close out together in prayer and praise?
Amen. I do also just want to thank everyone for tuning in and appreciate, you know, co-laboring with you on this particular subject matter. It was purposeful for me as well as others. And so I am just appreciative to what God. But I do want us to definitely know that now you're being called to the carpet. You're being called to the carpet. And so it's important that those things that you learn and that you've heard, that you do. That's what he told the disciples. Everything that you've learned and heard of me, do. And so now that you've learned it and you know it to be so, now it's time to effectuate it and do it in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Amen. Well, let's pray. Let's praise together. Father, we thank you for what you have downloaded in our hearts all month. We thank you for each individual who have heard and received this word. Thank you for the seed and the teaching that you have planted in our hearts. I thank you for the hundredfold, thousandfold harvest that is coming from each individual as they have received and conceived what you have said. Father, we lift up our sister and we pray for her mom. We decree and declare that by your stripes she is healed. We pray that you will cover her in the name of Jesus. We speak to her body and we declare complete healing in the name of Jesus. We remove all pain, all fractures, and we thank you, Father, for complete wholeness in the name of Jesus. You said that healing and deliverance is the children's bread, and so we believe that for her right now in the name of Jesus. We take authority over any power that would want to stand against her, and we declare to the power it does not have authority. And so we thank you today. It doesn't have authority to fracture. It doesn't have the authority to bruise. It doesn't have the authority to have a fellow pain. And we thank you right now for complete freedom, for complete liberty in her body in Jesus' name. And then, Father, we thank you for each person that is on this line. We thank you for the families that are represented. And today, we speak freedom. We speak a new level of freedom. We declare no sozo over them. We speak new breath, new life over their homes, over their faith, over their family, over their future, over their finances, over their friends, over their foes. And we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. We come against every principality, every power, ruler, and spiritual wickedness in high place that will want to keep them from launching into the place that you have purpose and ordained for them. And we thank you. We thank you, Father, for what you are doing in their lives. We call upon El Ray, the God who saw, the God who's seeing, and the God who sees. And we thank you for what you are saw in their past, what you're seeing in their present, and what you know to see in their future. And we thank you for right now. In the name of Jesus, God, we give you praise. We give you glory and honor for what you have done. Thank you for every word that you have spoken over our lives. Thank you for our prophetic mandate. Thank you for the mantles that rest upon this fall. Father, I thank you. I see new mantles that are falling upon us individually and collectively, even new mantles that's falling upon our church, Father. Thank you for the new creativity. Thank you for the new technology that is coming. Father, I pray for the generation that's tied in the generation, and I thank you for what you're doing in us individually. individually and collectively. Father, thank you for how you are expanding our borders, enlarging our territory. Thank you for what is locked up in the womb of our apostle. Thank you for what she's pregnated with, Father, what she is carrying, Father, 5 and 10 years from now. We thank you for bringing divine alignment. We thank you, Father, for bringing individuals together. I pray for midwives in the realm of the spirit, Father, those who have the ability to give birth to visions and dreams. And I thank you that they're coming up and they're coming out in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for it, Father. I thank you for closing every demonic door in the name of Jesus, binding every spirit of Jezebel, coming against every spirit of a python that has come to choke the life out of us. We break the tentacles off of it in the name of Jesus. We come against spirits of oppression and depression. We come against spirits of complacency and laziness and lethargic. And we pray for supernatural fire. We pray for a fresh wind to flow upon us in the name of Jesus. We understand that whenever you move in a deliverance worship, you're not just calling us out, you're calling us into. We are excited about the places you're calling us into, the nations you're calling us into, the countries you're calling us into, the cities you're calling us into, the future you're calling us into. And we thank you that you're not just letting us go in the same way. You're calling us out so that we can come in. You're bringing freedom and liberty. Whom the Son set free is free indeed. I speak freedom over our children, freedom over our nation, freedom over our city. And we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. What the enemy meant for evil, thank you that you are getting good out of it, Father. I pray for dead dreams be awakened. I pray right now for the Spirit to awake us, to arise, to create in us a newness and a freshness and a boldness. And we thank you for it. I even call in resources from the north and from the south and from the east and from the west. I call and supernatural income, Father, to cover our visions, to cover our dreams, to cover the things that you have planned and purpose for us. And we thank you for right now in the name of Jesus. Satan, the Lord rebukes you. We are a brand who God has plucked out of the fire and declared that the enemy cannot have us. I speak to Zubarels, mountains that are standing against us. I speak to Goliath that has erected itself against us. Fall today. Fall now in the name of Jesus. We cut off your head in the name of Jesus. We thank you and we give you praise. We give you glory and honor. I come against generational curses in the name of Jesus, and we call forth generational blessings right now to begin to elevate. I come against sickness and diseases against us, Father, cancers and tumors that will want to rise up in the people of God's body. We declare that we are made whole. You said above all things we will prosper and be in good health, even as our soul shall prosper. I pray that this would be a decade of prospering, a decade of good health, a decade of good wealth that will fall upon us individually and collectively. And we thank you for it right now. We give you all praise. We give you all glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, let's just spend a moment, amen, and praise. Hallelujah. A focused praise. A praise of deliverance, a praise of freedom, a praise because we believe God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we believe you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, hallelujah and hallelujah. Amen and amen. Amen. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I would like to ask everybody to continue in that spirit of praise and worship as we come forth for Pentecost Sunday to celebrate the power that the Church of God has. Come,
hallelujah.
Get a sound that will go to heaven and all throughout the community. Let the earth shake with the praises of the people of God. Have your things decorated. Give forth your message as you drive through, as you come up, as you sit and worship, there'll be some special activities we're going to be able to do, because we want to release a celebration for the release of the power of the Holy Ghost, of children of the living God. So we want to just continue this week with prayer and anticipation and see what the Spirit says to you, and then be obedient in it. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Overseer, I have to say this as you were saying, as you know, that the church was birthed out of inspiration. They waited on the inspired spirit of the Holy Spirit that fell upon them and gave them a new language, gave them a new tongue.
Yes.
Amen. So when we celebrate, every time we celebrate Pentecost, we look for something new and powerful.
Yes.
And we are a new voice in that community. We are a new voice in that place.
Amen.
And we want the people to come ready, amen, with the presence and
amen.
The power of God, as Overseer has said,
yes.
looking for God to do
yes.
something new and great. Amen.
Amen.
Believe
it and anticipate it and start rejoicing in it right now, because so it
right.
is and
amen.
It will be so. Hallelujah. And the world's going to know if they're in any proximity to 150 East 124th Place in Chicago. We will make a noise that heaven will hear and number and know who are these.
Hallelujah.
We are they that have been given the power of the living God.
Amen.
Bring him into the hearts of man. Amen. We thank everybody for going out in that evangelistic outreach. Powerful. We got names of people, okay, that were reached. We got testimonies of pastors, and I know the time is up, but Pastor Diane, if you could just share what the Jehovah Witness told you when you knocked on her door. Okay. I love it.
All right. That was something. The Jehovah Witness said, oh, yeah, we the one sold you all the place. I said, well, praise the Lord. Now I'm coming to witness to you all. And then he laughed. And I told him, I started talking about El Ray and Jehovah Shammah. I was naming more Jehovahs than I thought I could do. And I say, and we know Jehovah too. And then I let him know, but we also believe in his son. I talked to him a good while. So I let him know that we acknowledge Jehovah, but we also believe in his son. And I still invited him to come down, and he didn't say no. But he was one that didn't receive our bag, but he listened. So
right.
I just thank God that he was able to listen and appreciate
Amen.
That we were out there witnessing.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. We just need to know
we
God is doing a new thing. A new thing.
Yeah.
You know, we sold y'all the building. Yes, mm-hmm. Now you know. Come and see what God is doing. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Oh, man, that is so good. That's just a good testimony.
That is a good testimony.
That is just a good testimony. That is so good.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To look into the face of where you've mm-hmm. been, and just, you can't imagine where you're going to go. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, I just wanted to make sure we got that out. Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, God bless you all. Thank you. Love you. Have
Amen.
A blessed
Amen. You as well.
Any other announcements from Apostle before we go off? Any other announcements from Apostle? Any directions we need
Any
to know?
Any other announcements, Apostle? I told him my son. No, Beth, she said, no, that's it.
Alrighty.
Be prepared. Hallelujah. You know, you'll be
Amen.
Able to worship outside of your car, but you got to stay at your car. But you can
Amen.
Come on out and stand up under that open heaven.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. You want to run around your car. That's fine.
Yes.
Amen. But we're going to be set free. Okay.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, yes. Amen, amen. All right.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And good day. Yes, Jesus. Amen. And good night.
Good night, everyone.
Amen. Good night.
Good night.
keep you and bless you. Make his face shine upon you and give you peace.